Once awareness is recognized as the ground of all, rather than the all being recognized as the ground, then everything really comes into perspective. When there isn't that intense focus any longer on points of view, all the appearances, phenomena, then the creating vigor of everything is just so obvious, it's so evident. And it seems impossible to believe that it ever could have been otherwise, or ever seemed to have been otherwise. That's what's really astounding about it. It's so clear in the recognition of it that it's always been this way. No matter how staunch one's former beliefs were, all creating awareness is the vast mind of complete purity, of perfect purity, and that is never altered. It cannot be altered. It's unchangeable. It's unalterable. So there's never been any kind of change or alteration of any kind whereby it's been made into something else. And this just becomes more and more obvious, more and more evident. To say that awareness is unborn, it means just that. It means awareness is never born into anything. It never takes birth as anything. It's always unborn awareness. And then the assumptions about everything that are long held and oh so dear, they just vanish. No matter how many people believe them, and if all of them tried to convince you otherwise, they'd never be able to. And it really is astounding. You see so many lives that are just completely involved with all the phenomena, the points of view, the appearances, the thoughts and the emotions, the plans and the actions, the pasts and the futures, and you're just standing there naked with no need to believe in any of that. Even though maybe a week ago you believed it desperately. Once there's the recognition of all creating awareness, the mind of perfect purity, then that recognition is self-kept from that moment on. There's no way to go back to any kind of former belief system. It's completely impossible. It's absolutely impossible to go back to believing what never was. It's just like saying, oh, well, the magician sawed the woman in half, but now she's back together again. Well, you can never go back to saying, oh yeah, I really believe she's sawed in half forever. So you see, it becomes just that absurd. Everything, no matter what it is, all the beliefs in the phenomenal appearances, it's a theater of the ridiculous. the theater of the absurd. And and there's great affection in that. It's a cause for rejoicing. The uncaused becomes the cause for rejoicing. There's complete rejoicing at realizing that no matter what thought or emotion appears, it can't possibly alter anything in any way, because it was never born as something that could do such, do this. What is has never been able to be altered in any fashion whatsoever. If phenomena or points of view had their own being, then it would be possible perhaps for an alteration to occur, but there's never been any kind of own beingness in anything. There's never been anything at all, ever, including the past, present, or future, that has its own being. So what does that have to say about anything? It just says that anything whatsoever isn't worth looking into. The unthought reality of everything just as it is and just how it is originally pure and superbly perfect. It's super complete. It's consummate. It's the true meaning of consummate. The language we speak, English, it doesn't have a non-doer vocabulary. But now it does. So it's up to us, you know, it's up to you and it's up to me. Any language can have an undoer vocabulary. Language systems that are completely divisive in everything that they have to say and do, it matters not. No matter what is said, it's unsaid. There's never been a division between the unsaid and the said, and in speechlessness, the absolute speechlessness is the pristine speech of awareness, the lion's roar, the majestic truth of everything as super complete and not needing to be altered or changed. In fact, it's impossible to alter or change. There's nothing that appears whatsoever that ever alters or changes anything. Everything, no matter what it is like sky, forever unalterable and unchangeable. And this is inviolable. It means it cannot be violated. It's impossible. So it's not another make-believe, dreamt-up, fictive system of beliefs or ways of looking at things that is some kind of contrived nonsense. It's the naked reality at the basis of all carnival acts that are some kind of supposed way of being human. To take what has never been born and does not have its own being as having been born and having its own being is a fatal error. It's a fatal error. And it dooms one to suffering. In the inconceivable rest that is the naked basis of every single thought, emotion, experience whatsoever, is unalterable, unchangeable rest. And so simply in the relaxed body and mind, there's the majestic roar of everything that is the root of what is said, what is known. The flawless knower, the flawless seer, the flawless thinker, the flawless emoter, the flawless doer of everything is this absolute rest and ease that doesn't have a name. It doesn't have any thought gymnastics that go along with it. In the circus, when all the acrobats climb on top of each other and make themselves into a pyramid, that can never last. It completely comes apart. They all come tumbling down. And no matter how many times they build themselves up, they tumble down. And such is the case with all belief systems and assumptions that try to make the unborn seem born. There's no way that what has never been born can be born into something that has its own being. So even though we may have the dearly held belief, any one of us, that we were born and that we are somebody and that we can prove it, well, no matter how much we think we can prove it, there'll always be a loophole. No matter how many clever, fancy ways we try to establish proof, theories, dictates, mandates, rebates. When we appear and when we disappear and all the way in between, there's never been anything that's changed. Never anything that's had its own being. Never anything that's been born. So why not just relax? Totally relax and allow the great spectacle to just be as it is. There's nothing that's going to stop it. It's an incredible display. It's a display of yourself. It's the mind of perfect purity is displaying itself and displaying itself in such a way that it's never altered, it's never changed, absolutely never altered or never changed. And there, it's impossible to think your way into this or to feel or experience your way into this. It's impossible to establish any system of causes and results that can give you the first-hand realization of the mind of perfect purity. The mind of perfect purity is just as it is. It's the underlying basis of everything, and that can never be violated. So to say, oh, well, I'm going to do some things and that's going to make me understand or know or experience or realize the mind of perfect purity, that's just more nonsense. So just relax, and in that relaxation, then the realization that everything is unborn, is self-kept. There's no need for any twisted word games or elaborate crossword puzzles of meaning and being. Just relax. Allow the pristine ease that has never had any disease, unease, to be as it is. In that, when disease and unease appear, it's just another pyramid of acrobats. It's not so serious anymore. It's not, oh, my disease, my unease. How can I fix this disease, this unease? There's just the relaxation that is the essence of whatever that description is. All descriptions are equal. They're absolutely equal. They've never been unequal in any way. There's never been one that's better and another worse, or one to be praised and another one to be blamed. They're all completely equal. The pristine awareness that is the all-creating awareness, the mind of perfect purity, sees only itself everywhere. Nothing else. There's no trying to grasp the reflection of the moon in a pond. So all these thoughts and emotions that once seemed so urgent and important that they really need to be paid attention to, they're just meh, not any longer. It's realized that to try to hold to them in any way is to try to grasp the reflection of the moon in a pond. There's nothing there to hold on to. Not even the holding is there, or not even the you to hold. So all these language systems that talk about a subject and a verb and an object. The subject, the doer, the verb, who is doing, and the object that is done, the doer doing done. All this is just a mirage. It's a hologram. All signs are empty. All signs are signless, no matter what they are. No word of any kind or sensation or experience, emotion has its own being. It's as simple as that. It is pristine awareness. It's as simple as that. No matter what appears, it's at the same time a non-appearance. And the non-appearance and the appearance are not two. And there's no way to grapple with that through complexities of language and thinking. It's only in inviolable rest, the profound insight that can never be taken away or given. That the essential vigor of everything is realized. The mind of perfect purity is the actuating potency of everything. It's as simple as that.